The Buffalo Public School District has drafted a gender ID policy for students in response to reports by the U.S. Department of Education, Office of Civil Rights, U.S. Justice Department, and the State Education Department. Those reports offer districts guidance on how to accommodate transgender students. Larry Scott is co-chair of the BPTO.
There will be some community meetings in regards to the policy before it is presented to the school board to get some more input on the policy. And from there, then the district at some point will present a final policy to the board for approval.
The BPTO made two specific amendments. They're calling for the removal of the word consistently in the proposed draft.
If a student is truly going through this process where they're questioning their identity and have decided to change their identity, we don't feel as if the term consistent needs to be in there for that person to feel comfortable sharing the change and having to maybe make some changes in how they are accommodated in the school environment.
The proposed policy does deal with the controversial issue of the use of restrooms and locker rooms. The district is proposing that transgender students be allowed to use a restroom or locker room that they identify with.
What's important in there, too, is it indicates in one spot that it will be done on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, depending on the area of concern or the need, it will depend on that case, and hopefully good judgment will be applied.
The BPTO is also calling for the district to add a central office staffer or department to oversee the policy within the district to make sure it's implemented. The BPTO has launched an online petition seeking members of the Buffalo community to sign it and urge the Board of Education to approve the gender identity policy that would ensure dignity of transgender city school students. The organization is also calling on Mayor Byron Brown and the Buffalo Common Council to join in on endorsing this policy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.